Hello, my dear friends, and welcome. This is the February monthly free healing call. So thank you so much for being here with us today. And today we're talking about loving your relationships. You know, February is all about, in the mainstream anyway, it's all about love, right? Love, romance, relationships, and so on. So what does it mean to, you know, love your relationships? So that's what we're going to be talking about, and we're going to be doing some healing as well a little bit later. So first, just a few little notes and mentions. Let's see, to Thursday? Anyway, it's February 15th, whatever that happens to be. I think it's Wednesday. Awaken Happiness Now Season 12 is starting, so I'm really excited about that. I'm looking forward to that. And everything's the same, you know. The only thing that's different is, you know, I changed my name to Alara Canfield, as most of you know by now. There are still some people who did not know, so I'm still telling that story. But yes, but everything else is still staying the same. The calls are at 3 p.m. Eastern, same time, same place. And so we're excited about that. So today, we're talking about loving your relationships, right? So what is a relationship is the first question that I have for you. And so I've been, you know, thinking about this quite a bit for the past, well, all day today, you know, when I was getting ready for this call. And really, you know, for me, relationships have to do, you know, your relationship with obviously your loved ones, your family, your friends, your partner, your children. But it also has to do with your relationships with your friends, right? Your colleagues at work, your partners in businesses, and so on as well. It also has to do with your business. If you own a business, that is a separate entity. So you have a relationship with your business, a relationship with your work, career, relationship with your home, you know, that your house has is an entity itself as well, and relationship with your body. Right. So these are just some of the areas that we're going to briefly touch upon. But, you know, I was talking to a client just the other day about her house. She's wanting to sell her house. So I gave her some ideas and tips and techniques. And I was talking to her about, you know, talk to the house, you know, and ask the house to bring the new owners to the house, you know, and to express your gratitude, you know, for the house for all the years that you've lived there. And she didn't get it. You know, it was a foreign concept to her. So I explained it again. And the thing is, you know, we are all energy, right? We're all energy beings. We are an entity. And the house is also energy. It is an entity as well. So it's separate, right? So you can have a relationship with your house and your home. You can have a relationship with your money flows, the money flows going into your bank and out of your bank, right? So all of that is relationship. And are you aware, right, of these relationships? You know, most of us, I think, who are on these calls know of our relationships with our body, right? With our emotional body, our mental body, our spiritual body, and our physical body. And we are also quite familiar with and aware of our relationship with our guides, our higher selves, the angels, and also, you know, light beings from our star family. I'm pretty sure you're all aware of that as well, right? So we have a relationship with them. And then most importantly is the relationship with yourself. You know, do you put yourself first? Do you communicate with yourself? Do you talk to yourself? Yes, I know in the past we've been told it's crazy to talk to yourself, but it really isn't, you know? And so are you having that conversation? And so today's conversation is going to be around having a conversation. What is your conversation like with your body? What is your conversation like with you? With your guides and angels and your light team, with your higher self, with God, the divine creator, source, spirit? Do you have a relationship with that, right? That is an entity as well, right? So do you have a relationship with that? And what is that like? Is it nurturing, you know? Is it a co-creative type of relationship? Or, you know, are you at that place where you're just begging for stuff. And so, you know, when I was talking to my client the other day, that's what she was doing. She was begging God to sell her house. And it's like, yeah, that's one way to go, you know, definitely. But, you know, and so then I explained to her again about the house also being an entity and how it can help her, you know, because it has a stake in the whole arrangement as well, right? It wants to have good owners, you know, to come to the house as well, right? All right, so relationship, you know, relationship with you, you know, are you talking to yourself? Are you asking yourself, what do you want? What do you require? What would be fun for you, you know? Are you asking your body that as well? You know, sometimes I know for the longest time, I did not talk to my body. I did not give it any importance at all, right? I was just doing my thing. I was in my head a lot, all the time, and I was not communicating with my body. I wasn't asking it what it wanted, what it required, what would be fun for it, right? But now, of course, you know, I hope that I'm a bit wiser. And so I communicate with my body. I ask my body, what does it want to eat? What does it want to do? Does it want to go for a walk? Does it, you know, what does it want? What does it require? And it makes a huge difference. And that's what I mean by once you start to have this communication and awareness, of these different entities and how you can be in the co-creative environment with them, it starts to really shift everything in your life. You know, you start to be more aware of, you know, different areas of your life that need more nurturing perhaps, right? So the other day, well, you know, here in Vienna, it's very gray. I'll be honest. It's like, I need the sun. My body needs the sun. So the other day when it was sunny out, you know, I said, okay, body, you know what? It's sunny today. What do you want to do? And so, you know, we went for a walk and we just walked around the neighborhood for like an hour. But my body was so happy, was energized, you know, it felt really, really good. And, you know, that was me asking my body. And of course, you know, we ask our body all the time, what do you want to eat? You know, instead of eating the same old, I'll ask my body, well, do you want this? Or do you want this? Or, you know, what would you like? What would be yummy for you? And, you know, that's, you know, when we talk about relationships, it's a give and take, it's a communication with all areas. So let's say, you know, we're having issues, for example, with, you know, somebody in our family. And, you know, families are a wonderful dynamic, right? They bring up so much in us all the time for us to see and look at, right? And, not judge per se, but just to look at and be aware of. And if we're reacting to something, you know, it means that there's some part of us that is feeling unloved, feeling unnurtured, undernourished, and that perhaps was judged in the past, whether we did the judging, you know, or somebody else did the judging and we bought into that belief, right? So many times, when we're reacting to something and people say, well, you know, it's a mirror. If you're reacting to it, then, you know, it's a part of you too. I didn't get that for a long time. I could not wrap my head around it. It's like, no, I don't buy that at all. I don't get that. I don't understand what that means, you know, but I realize now that sometimes when that happens and we can't see it in our life directly, you know, it could be, from a past life, right? It could be from, you know, our generational beliefs, you know, that we've inherited from, you know, our lineages, right? And so sometimes we don't know that and we're reacting. And those can be, again, healed, right? Healed and cleared and loved. So when you come across a situation where you're reacting to something, you know, your buttons are getting pushed, right? One of the easiest things that you can do is send unconditional love to that situation, to that person, to yourself who's experiencing this reaction. Send love to yourself. And so, you know, if you're asking now, you know, what does that mean? What does that look like? You know, what is unconditional love, right? So the easiest way that I know of is just to have the intent to send unconditional love from your heart. And if you can't do that, you know, call on your higher self and ask your higher self to do it. ask your guides and your angels to do it for you if you are not feeling comfortable enough to do it, right? But it's just a matter of shining that light, shining that love onto that area. And the more that you shine your love on it and send love to it, the reaction gets less and less, right? The charge is less and less. And over time, sometimes, right, it just depends how big of a charge there is, it may take a while for it to totally go away and be cleared. But if you continue, you know, that's the easiest way that I know of to do it. And perhaps, you know, maybe it's because I have a strong will that I'm able to do it that way on my own. But sometimes, you know, even I can't do it and I need help, right? So that's when I go to my different healer friends and I get a session. It's like, okay, this is coming up and I've tried everything and I can't do it. Because sometimes we just need that extra energetic support from someone else, you know, because we're just too close to it. We can't see all the pieces of it, you know, all the facets of it. And we just need that support from somebody else who holds that, you know, sacred space, that unconditional love and space for us, so that we can, you know, clear it, love it, and release it. So, you know, when it comes, and that's generally, you know, the, you know, when it comes to relationships, what the triggers are, right? The triggers, they come up, you see them, you don't want to look at it sometimes, but once you do, once you start to do it, it starts to become less and less. It can be a process. And the same goes, you know, with your money flows, right? So if you're having money flow issues, sometimes we don't want to look at it. It's like, okay, I don't want to see where the money's going. And I already know where the money's not coming from. And so I don't want to see where it's going. But the more that you look at it, then you can start to, you know, ask yourself questions, you know, okay, what would it take for more money to show up? Or what would it take for me to have that job that I really want, you know? And it's not just about, you know, the money, the physical aspect of money, because money is energy, right? But it's the quality or essence that you would like to experience with having that money. So if you want money, you know, think of it more of, well, what would I do with it? You know, how would I spend it? You know, how would I use it for myself? How would I use it for my community? How would I use it to make the world a better place? And so, for example, if I want to travel, so this year I have three trips already lined up on my agenda, you know, and so what is it that I want to experience in these trips, right? And so I've written all that down, or I've thought about it, and I've really gone deep into, you know, what it is that I would like to experience and see and feel. So it's those higher qualities that you want to tap into. So here's that's a little bit of a secret from my Intention Manifestation Mastery Program. But it really is about the qualities that you would like to experience, not just about the having of the paper money, you know, because even that, if you want money, that's fine, but why do you want it, right? And so with money, it's a relationship. Do you have a loving, kind relationship with money, or is it stressful? You know, do you hate money? Are you stressed out because you don't have any money? Or are you stressed out because are you worried that if you have too much, people are going to ask you for it? You know, like, what is it? Or, you know, if you have too much, you're going to pay more in taxes. You know, what kind of relationship is that, right? You know, like, what kind of beliefs are you holding in place? And really looking at those, and those can, of course, you know, be cleared if you wanted to clear them, you know, some of them, right? But it's about what kind of relationship do you have? And a lot of those relationships were formed in our childhood, right? My parents did not have a lot of money. Did they fight about money? Yeah, they didn't have any money. So there was a lot of stress around that. So, you know, that, you know, I picked up on that, right? So for me, it was like, okay, you have to work really, really hard to make money. And then, you know, once you get it, it'll be gone. Somehow it'll go away. And so, you know, I had to do some work around those things. But so my relationship with money at the beginning was not very good, because I didn't have any. I had to, you know, if I wanted money, I had to ask for it, but I couldn't really ask because, well, there was no money there to ask for. So what do I do, right? So what is your relationship with money like? Really take a look at that. You know, ask yourself questions around that. Do you love money because it provides for you? Are you grateful for it, right? Do you love money because with it, it's a tool and you can do certain things, right? It's and then the same goes, you know, with your job or your career. Are you enjoying your job? Do you like your career? Yes, no, you know, really look at that as well, right? So that's what a relationship's about. So mostly though, I want to talk about your relationship with you. You know, are you taking time for you? Are you talking to yourself? Are you loving yourself? Are you nurturing yourself? Are you putting yourself first? Do you realize that, you know, you are valuable as you are? Do you know that you are worth, you know, spending 5 minutes on yourself? Do you know that you are worth spending even a day on yourself, just doing whatever it is that you require, right? And I remember, you know, when I was first starting out in this, on my spiritual path, you know, and a long time ago, and you know, it was a very challenging time for me in certain periods. But when my children were young, you know, what do, right? As a mother, do you spend time meditating? Do you take care of the kids? You know, do you work? Like, what do? And how do you manage it all, right? I was never superwoman, I'll be honest. So I had from time to time put my meditation time first. It's like, you know, I would come home from work and then the kids would know that, okay, mom is in her room meditating, door is closed. Okay, that means leave her alone. So unless you're dying, you know, or unless there's blood, you know, don't bother her, right? Let her meditate. But a lot of times people wouldn't do that, right? They wouldn't take that time for themselves. But for me, it was important. I needed that time for me to value myself, right? And my spiritual path, my spiritual discipline was important to me. And the kids realized that. And, you know, it was wonderful for them because they were able to see how, you know, mom needed time for herself. So they valued that for themselves too. So, you know, sometimes they would go in their room, close the door and, you know, do their own thing. And that was perfectly fine. You know, they didn't have to be with me 24/7. Right. And of course, now as they're much older, I'm lucky if I can get 1 hour with them. Right. But when kids are younger, you know, we do tend to spend a lot of time with them and give them all of our energy, all of our love, all of our attention. And we put ourselves last and then we wonder why we're so drained and why we're so tired and, you know, end up being cranky and so on. So it's really important to fill ourselves up first. Right. Fill up our cup first, and then from the overflow, we can give more and more to others. And I know you've all heard that before. I mean, I know I've said it before, but I'm sure you've all heard that before as well. So, you know, your relationship with yourself, is it nurturing? Is it caring? Do you put yourself first, right? Or do you put yourself last? And, you know, if you're doing that, if you're putting yourself last, you know, do you not value yourself? Right. So there may be some self-worth issues, or it could be just that's how you were, you know, trained growing up. That's what you learned growing up from your parents, your family, your society. Right. And trust me, believe me, I know I was trained that way, too. So, you know, my mother pushed a lot of buttons, you know, because I was never the perfect housekeeper or the perfect mom, or I couldn't cook, still can't, you know, but you know, I'm fine. It's okay. It is what it is. We can't all be like our mothers, right? So my mother is a wonderful cook, you know, absolutely wonderful. She keeps her house really clean. She's a really hard worker, you know, like she was superwoman, no question about it. But it had its toll on her, you know, so she had cancer a couple of years ago. She's in remission right now. But, you know, she had cancer many years ago and it was not good. And part of that was because she never put herself first, right? She always did for others and, you know, didn't speak up when she should have and so on and so forth. So her relationships with others and including herself was not very healthy. So another reason why it's really important for us to do whatever it takes to nurture us, right? All right. So we are going to do some healing processes. I just wanted to share a little bit about relationships and how really important it is for you to take care of you. So I don't know if you have a spiritual practice of your own, you know, if you meditate at all, if you take, you know, 5-10 minutes for yourself to do what you need, you know, and that could be, it could be meditating, it could be yoga, it could be connecting with your guides and angels, it could be going for a walk for, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it happens to be, but something that where it's just you, you know, you being with you, you communing with you, and the divine, right? So for me, as you all know, that the connection with the divine source, spirit, God, creator, whatever name you want, is the most important, right? So are you connecting with your higher self? Are you calling light to you every day? You know, are you tapping into the energies of the cosmos? Are you grounded every day? Are you grounding into Mother Earth? You know, or just because you honestly, you really have to be present in your body here on Earth if you plan to manifest anything. If you want to actualize anything, create anything, you really have to be present in your body. It's wonderful to go up and communicate with and have that relationship with, you know, the higher dimensional beings, but then, you know, bring that energy down here to you where you can actually use it productively, right? Effectively to manifest what it is that you desire. So, you know, you have to do both. There should be a balance, right, between the physical, you know, world, the 3D material world, and as well as the spiritual world and what's important for you. So, you know, do whatever it takes to be kind to you. Are you being kind to you? And being kind to you, really, that's what it means. It's like, are you listening to you? Are you doing what is right for you? Are you asking yourself questions about what you want and then taking steps and actions to achieve it, you know, to attain that, to do something different for yourself that you haven't done before? You know, I just started doing art. I'm laughing as I say that because I'm not an artist. I'm not creative at all in that way. But I started, you know, doing some canvases. So I did one last year. Ha, it's horrible. It is what it is, right? But it's like, oh boy. And then I did one last month, looks really good. And then I started a new one today and we'll see how it develops, right? But it's fun just to try something new and different. And I realized, oh, I can do this. This is something that I think I can do, you know, and having fun with it. And so taking that time for me just to do something for me, this is not for anybody else, right? So if it turns out bad, well, I don't have to show anybody, right? I can just throw it away. It's okay. Then I can start again, you know? And that's the thing. It's like you do something and if it doesn't turn out the way that you wanted or you thought it would, that's okay. Do something else. Start again. You know, it's always about creating something different, right? And creating what works for you, not what works for everybody else, but what works for you, what, you know, what you like, what you resonate with, what you are in tune with. And so really that means going within, connecting within every day to your heart space and asking yourself questions, you know, what do you want? And so, you know, as you all know, I think, you know, when I changed my name to Laura Canfield, that was a choice that I made from my heart space. It wasn't a mental game at all. It's from my heart space. I wanted a new vibration. You know, I was moving into a new vibration and my name, Shefali, wasn't matching that vibration anymore. So, you know, it was time for a change. And I'll be honest, a lot of people were, they took it hard or I don't know. I guess they were afraid that I had been hacked or something. It's like, no, it's just me. But, you know, my family, it didn't affect them at all. They're like, oh, okay, cool. You know, my kids a little bit, but they got over it. You know, but they don't call me Shefali anyways, or Alara. They call me Mom, right? So make no difference. But the people that who reacted the most were, you know, people in the community, people on Facebook, you know, friends, you know, but my family was totally fine with it, you know, so it's like, it was a change that I needed to make for myself. So regardless of what my family thought or anybody else thought, I still needed to do this for me. And that's where, you know, I am nurturing my relationship with myself, right? And that is the most important relationship that we have is with ourselves. So I know how many times am I going to say that, right? But it really is important. It really makes a huge difference once you start to ask yourself what you want and start to follow that guidance, your own inner guidance, from your heart space, once you start to follow that, things start to change. Everything starts to change. And I know for myself, you know, if I go back and look at 20 years from now, I am a totally, totally different person. You know, I am so much calmer now, much, much happier, you know, much more at peace than I was then. And, you know, even 10 years, you know, totally, completely different. And it's because I started to listen to my heart. I started to have that conversation with myself. I started to love myself and accept myself. And so what does unconditional love mean? Really, it means acceptance, accepting you as you are. You know, I don't have to change anything. I don't have to fix anything. You know, yeah, there's some healing I still have to do because, you know, there are some wounded parts of me. But that is, you know, that is still loving myself and honoring myself enough to know that, okay, I've been hurt in the past. I've been wounded in the past. Let's fix that. Let's heal that. Let's bring more love to that area, to those places, so that, you know, they can feel that love. They can be cherished, you know, and then they can see the light as well. And then I can expand into more of who I am, which is the, you know, beautiful, caring, loving, compassionate, you know, person that I am, instead of the wounded part, right? So there's less and less wounds now than there were 10 years ago. I'm happy to say. So, yay. All right. So let's do some healing. And I'm just looking at the Q&A really quickly before I go. Oh, thank you so much. You're so sweet. Oh, such wonderful, beautiful messages. I know it's been so long. I'm so sorry. I know I was taking time for myself, right? So this is about that relationship with you and for you, what you need. And I required time before I wanted, you know, before I started the new season. So I was taking that time for myself, doing the healing work, you know, and so on. So it's amazing. Sometimes you think, really, is there more healing to do? Yes. And it doesn't have to be difficult, you know. I mean, sometimes I catch myself meditating, like, I don't know, many times during the day. It's like, wow, you know, and other days, like, just once, you know. But in some days, I do so many different things, but with myself and other healers, and it's like there's so many opportunities and so many things that are available to us now, which is amazing. Okay, here we go. We are going to do some healing work now. Okay, so I've been talking a lot. So again, I want to thank you all so much for being here today for this February monthly healing call. And, you know, this group of this community that we are, you know, it's like a radiant circle of light, a radiant circle of healing. Light. And so I thank you so much for being a part of it and sharing your energies with us all. So let's go here. Let's start. All right. So we're going to start off, as we always do, by visualizing that we're standing under a crystal clear waterfall, just to cleanse our energy field. So I just want you to take a deep breath first, to get centered in your heart space a little bit. All right, so here we go. So just start off by first visualizing that you're standing under a crystal clear waterfall. The waterfall is warm or cool, the sun's shining on you, and the water droplets are filled with rainbows, healing rainbows. And just let the water cleanse your body, mind, and soul. And so this will help to cleanse and purify your energy fields in preparation for the healing. Just let go of any thoughts, feelings, emotions that you've had from the day that you don't need anymore. Just let it all go into water, and the water will take it all down into the earth. And now just breathe in slowly through your nose, to a count of four, And slowly out through your mouth, right down to four. And again, breathe in through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. And one more time. Breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And now center in your heart space, in the middle of your chest, the best you can. And now we're going to call in, I'm going to call in our higher selves, I am presences, guides, and angels to surround us with their light, love, grace, and energy and support us in the best and highest way possible at this time. I'm going to call in the light beings from our star families. And I ask my higher self and I am presence and guides and angels to work with me and through me to facilitate this healing call for all of our highest good. So just take a deep breath in. We're going to connect into Mother Earth, to the core, to the heart center. And you can imagine roots growing out of your feet and going down to the heart of Mother Earth and deeper still. And deeper still. Good. Now take a deep breath and connect to the great central sun, Father Sun, Creator, Source. High up above the blue sky and white clouds, high up in the cosmos. And just imagine that your hands are like branches of a tree and they're reaching up high to the great central sun. Great. So energetically, you are now connected to Mother Earth and to Father Sun. And if you find the energy to be too strong at any time, or you feel tired or a little fuzzy, just have the intention to bring up some grounding energy from Mother Earth and bring some water. All right, so just relax, take a few deep breaths, center yourself in your heart. All right, so I'm going to be training you to a theta state as well, slight trance state, so please give me your permission to connect with your energy field. And do not participate in the session if you're driving or doing something else that requires your attention or focus. You can always listen to the replay. Okay, I'm going to connect with all of you now. Beautiful. And you can also, you know, entrain yourself to the theta state as well. You can imagine that there's like a vortex of energy spinning around your body. And you can imagine that that vortex is spinning down into Mother Earth. Down, down, down. And as you look up, see it going up, up, up high into the cosmos as well, spinning all the way up high into the cosmos. Beautiful. So now we're going to clear the chakras, the energy fields of unwanted energies and what no longer serves us. We're going to heal our energy bodies of past hurts and wounds. We're going to align our chakras to be more congruent to our soul purpose and our desires. And we're going to release old limiting thoughts and beliefs that are no longer serving us. So we also ask for Archangel Shamuel and Raphael to assist us in this process. And we ask Ascended Master Saint Germain to also come in with his violet flame to assist with transmuting energies. And our higher selves are also going to be present to help facilitate this process. So we call upon our higher selves to come in even more to facilitate this. And, you know, I keep getting this thought that I should call in the Pleiadian Collective as well, the Arcturian Collective as well, Tribal Council as well, and Seraphim Collective, and the Andromedan Collective as well to help in this session. So to begin, just close your eyes for a moment and become aware of your body. And then bring your awareness to your heart chakra in the middle of your chest. And we ask our higher selves now to bring in more unconditional love from Source into the heart center. Feel that coming in now. Be open to receiving it. To feel your heart center, your heart chakra lightening up even more. And imagine that it is a burning green emerald fire. Now bring to mind any issues that you may have around just feeling like you need to save other people in the world, feeling depleted. Any issues around money, feeling really hard to manifest. Any feelings around distrust that you'll be valued, loved, supported, and nourished and nurtured by others. Any issues around receiving from others, difficulty in receiving. And if you feel that joyful and spontaneous living is blocked or shut down, just bring any of these issues to mind right now. We're going to ask Ascended Master Saint Germain, please bring your violet transmuting flame to the heart center now. So the blazing green emerald fire of the heart and the violet transmuting flame are now burning through these issues. So breathe into your heart space now. And so we invite the angels, Shamuel and Raphael, also to bring their energies into your heart space. And your heart chakra is becoming brighter and lighter and more clear. Just take a deep breath into your heart space. Now please affirm out loud, I am loving and lovable. I love myself. I am deeply compassionate. I freely give and receive unconditional love. I am grateful. So breathe in. Wonderful. So now I ask you to bring your awareness to your root chakra at the base of your spine. And imagine a ball of red fire, a flame of red fire there. And now bring to mind any issues that you may have around feeling that you're unhappy or best around career or business, feeling uncertainty in your life, feeling that financial success tends to be difficult, fleeting, or elusive, feeling difficulty staying in your body and feeling like you do not belong here, anger about how hard it is to be human and deal with the physical dimension. Feeling unsafe or insecure in your life. So bring all these issues to your mind if they apply to you. You want to ask your higher self to send unconditional love to your root chakra. And as your root chakra is filling up with the unconditional love, we also ask you, Saint Germain, to bring the violet transmuting flame into the root chakra. So the red ruby flame of the root chakra and the violet transmuting flame are now burning through these issues. So breathe into that. Breathe into that fire. Breathe into that flame. Breathe into your root chakra. good. So now we invite Archangel Shamuel and Raphael to bring their energies as well now into your root chakra for extra support and love. And so your root chakra is becoming brighter and brighter, a big ball of glowing red ruby fire. And it's getting lighter and more clear and spinning clearly, vibrating at a higher rate. Now please affirm out loud, I am grounded, safe, and secure. I am stable, strong, and healthy. I belong. Great, and then breathe in to integrate these changes. And now bring your awareness to your sacral chakra, your second chakra, about four fingers below your belly button. And imagine a ball of orange fire burning brightly there. We're going to light it up even more. And bring to mind any issues that you may have around creative projects that never get off the ground. If you feel that being fully creative or expressing yourself creatively feels frightening and unsafe to you. If you have the belief that you've lost control of your life. If you're feeling detached and unemotional. If you're having a lack of ease with relationships. Bring all these issues to your mind if they apply to you. And now we ask your higher self to send unconditional love to your sacral chakra from source. And as your sacral chakra is filling up with this unconditional love, we ask Saint Germain to please bring the violet transmuting flame into the sacral chakra. The orange glowing flame of the sacral chakra and the violet flame are now burning through these issues. So breathe into your sacral chakra now. And with your breath, it burns even more. And we invite the angels Shamuel and Raphael to bring their loving, supportive energies and healing energies now into your sacral chakra. And it becomes a brighter ball of glowing orange fire. Stronger and brighter. And it's getting lighter and lighter and more clear. It's vibrating faster and faster. It's spinning, spinning, spinning. Take a deep breath. And now affirm out loud. I'm a radiant, harmonious, sensual being of creative potential. I'm a radiant, harmonious, sensual being of creative potential. I'm able to enjoy the pleasures of life. Beautiful. Take a deep breath to integrate these changes and these energies. Now bring your awareness to your solar plexus chakra, located halfway between your sacral and heart chakras. Imagine a great ball of yellow fire burning, glowing there. And now bring to mind any issues that you may have around fears about becoming visible in a big way, feelings of unworthiness in shining your light, fears about using your capacities, your gifts, your abilities, unable to find a way to allow for a greater power, flow, and ease and manifestation of your desires. If you have lack of clarity around what you are here to do, or if you're feeling lost about how to get your things moving forward. So if any of these issues apply to you, bring them to your mind now. And we ask your higher self to send unconditional love to your solar plexus chakra from Creator Source Spirit. And as your solar plexus chakra is filling up with the unconditional love, we ask Saint Germain to please bring your violet transmuting flame into the solar plexus chakra. Breathe that in. The yellow bright flame, the solar plexus, and the violet flame and are burning through these issues. Just breathe into your solar plexus chakra now. And we invite the angels to bring their energies as well. And as they do, the solar plexus chakra is becoming even brighter, bigger ball of glowing yellow fire. It's getting lighter and lighter and more clear. And spinning faster and faster, a higher and higher vibration. And now affirm out loud, I am powerful and wise. I am confident in my abilities. I am connected to the divine flow of abundance and manifest my desires with ease and grace. I am connected to the divine flow of abundance and manifest my desires with ease and grace. Beautiful. Take a deep breath to integrate. Great. Now bring your awareness to your throat chakra. See, as I do that, just imagine a great ball of blue fire glowing there in your throat chakra. Perfect. Now bring to mind any issues that you may have around feeling unheard, not validated, feeling it nearly impossible to be yourself completely. If you have the feeling that people run all over you or take advantage of you, or if you're unable to ask for what you want in your life, it's hard for you to do that. And if people-pleasing keeps you drained and you feel constantly victimized, so if any of these issues apply, bring them to your mind now. And then we ask your higher self to send unconditional love to your throat chakra, to just receive. And as your throat chakra is filling up with the unconditional love, we ask Saint Germain to bring the violet transmuting flame into the throat chakra now. And these two energies, the unconditional love, the violet flame, your own flame of the throat chakra, the blue fire. We're now burning through these issues. So breathe into your throat chakra. And we invite Archangel Shamuel and Raphael to bring their energies and support and love into your throat chakra. And as they do, it's becoming brighter and brighter, bigger ball of glowing blue fire. It's getting lighter and lighter and more clear. Spinning, 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 vibrating at a higher frequency. And now affirm out loud. I express my truth with ease and grace. I am authentic. I am showing up uniquely as me. I express my truth with ease and grace. Beautiful. Take a deep breath. Now bring your awareness to your third eye chakra at the brow. And imagine a great ball of indigo fire there. Burning brightly. And bring to mind any issues that you may have around being unsure of what are the best ideas to pursue. Feeling like you're working really hard and getting little results. Feeling like everything is supposed to be done in certain ways. Burning out by trying everything you're told, but nothing works. A sense of being trapped with no idea of how you're going to move forward. If any of these issues relate to you or resonate with you, then bring them to mind now. Then we ask your higher self to send unconditional love to your third eye chakra. And as your brow chakra is filling up with the unconditional love, we ask Saint Germain to bring his violet transmuting flame into the third eye. So the indigo flame and violet flame are now burning through these issues. Breathe into your third eye chakra now. And we invite Archangel Shamuel and Raphael to bring their energies of love and support and healing into your third eye chakra now. As they do, it's becoming brighter and brighter, a ball of glowing indigo fire. It's getting lighter and lighter and more clear. The chakra is spinning, spinning clearly, strong and fast. It's vibrating at a higher frequency. And now affirm out loud. I am intuitive and follow my inner guidance. I am open to connecting to the universal truth and new ideas. I honor my intuition and accept my path. Great, now take a deep breath. Perfect. Okay, now bring your awareness to your crown chakra. And imagine a great ball of violet fire there. And bring to mind any issues that you may have around feeling unworthy, having self-doubt and trust issues, feeling like you are unlovable, if you're overly focused on the outer appearances of life, if you're greatly concerned about the details of your life, and if you have any past life issues with trauma, being persecuted, being unloved, bring any of these issues to your mind now that resonate with you. And now we ask your higher self to send unconditional love to your crown chakra from Source. And as your crown chakra is filling up with unconditional love, we ask Saint Germain to please bring the violet transmuting flame into the crown chakra. And now the violet fire of the crown chakra and the violet flame are now burning through these issues. So breathe into your crown chakra now. And we invite Archangel Shamuel and Raphael to bring their energies of love and support and healing into your crown chakra. Now, And the crown chakra is becoming bigger and brighter, a ball of glowing violet fire, spinning with more ease. It's getting lighter and more clear, and vibrating at a higher frequency and opening up even more than before. Perfect. Now take a deep breath. Now bring your awareness back to your heart center and take a few deep breaths here. And just sit here for a moment and bask in the loving energies of unconditional love. And we thank Saint Germain, Archangel Shamuel, and Archangel Raphael for their help, assistance, and their love and support. And of course, our higher selves as well. Thank you. Okay, now let's see. Let me make sure everyone is doing okay here. All right, so how is everyone doing? You can just type into the Q&A, that would be great. We're gonna do a little bit more. So just take a deep breath, a few more deep breaths, drink some water. All right, so we're gonna keep moving. Gonna keep going. Hold on 1 second. Okay, perfect. All right, so drink some water for sure. All right, so let's just do a little bit more. So just connect into your field again. You can imagine that vortex spinning around you, all the way around you, all the way to Mother Earth, and all the way up to the cosmos. Okay. Would you like Creator's perspective on unconditional love? If so, say yes for that. And I will download that now. And would you like to know what unconditional love feels like? If you'd like that, say yes. And would you like to know how to accept and receive unconditional love? Say yes for that. And would you like to know that you are allowed to experience unconditional love? Say yes for that. And would you like Creator's perspective on self-worth? Say yes for that. And would you like to know what it feels like to have self-worth? Say yes for that. And would you like to know that you are worthy of unconditional love? Say yes for that. And would you like to have Creator's perspective on joy? say yes for that. And would you like to know what joy feels like? Say yes for that. And would you like to know from Creator's perspective that you are worthy of experiencing joy? Say yes for that. And would you like to know from Creator's perspective that you are worthy of experiencing joy on a continual basis? Say yes for that. Okay, perfect. So just take a deep breath in and hold it for a moment. And release when you're ready. All right, so now, I've gone a bit long, but so now we're just going to bring in some energies from your higher self. It's going to bring some energies in. All right, so be open to receiving. Open your hearts to accept and receive pure, infinite, divine energies from your higher self. Receive pure, infinite, divine, unconditional love and compassion into your heart and all of your being now. Receive pure, infinite, divine abundance and prosperity and feel its presence within and around you. Receive pure, infinite, divine grace, faith, and trust to be more of who you truly are. Know that you are divine and worthy as you are. So just receive as much as you can in this moment. Be open to accepting and receiving. And your higher self is bringing in some infinite divine light and infinite divine joy into your field now. And we're going to seal in all of these new energies with gold, silver, copper, bronze, and platinum energies. And sacred geometries and symbols that are coming in now. Be open to receive and take a deep breath to receive and integrate. And we're going to connect in with the crystalline core of Mother Earth, Gaia, and feel that energy. Loving, supportive, that liquid love energy that Mother Earth has for us. And we're going to bring that up in through our roots, through our feet, knees, thighs, our entire body. Bring all of that energy up into our being, into all of our cells, into our DNA. Beautiful, loving, supportive. Through your entire being and out of your crown chakra into your energy fields. Take a deep breath to integrate all of these energies and center in your heart. And in your heart space, just expand out as much as you can and fill up your entire being with this light and love that you are. And from the space of expansion and expansiveness, Express gratitude to the universe, creator source, for the blessings about to come your way, and affirm and declare to yourself, I love you. Thank you. I am grateful. And from this beautiful expansive space, send out blessings of love and light to everyone listening now and listening later, to your loved ones, friends, family, your community, the world, and yourself. You deserve love and light and blessings. And you are worthy of it. So as you are sending out this beautiful loving energy to everyone and everything, see yourself receiving it as well. Receive this love and energy. Just take a deep breath in and just be open to receiving. Just keep receiving love and blessings. I am sending it out to all of you right now. Me, my higher self, my guides, my angels, my whole support team, we are all sending you love and blessings right now. So please receive. Be open to receiving. Beautiful. Perfect. So just take a few deep breaths. Wonderful. So how are you all feeling? That was beautiful. That was powerful. A lot of energy is coming in. Right? And so, you know, this week especially, but, you know, at all times, you know, February, like I said, is a month that's traditionally dedicated to love and romance, right? Couples express their love to one another by dining out, buying jewelry, chocolate, flowers. I've never been a big proponent of consumerism of Valentine's Day. I'm more of a Christmas person, but anyways. So I'd rather express my love and show my appreciation for my partner every day, right? Not just one day of the year, not just in a material way. So this doesn't require a lot of fanfare or extravagance. Sometimes just a quick note to thank them for being who they are and just letting them know that I appreciate them and love them. So Valentine's Day can be just as much about romantic love as self-love. So this year, take time to love and appreciate yourself on Valentine's Day. So, you know, we all deserve to be pampered, right? We all deserve to love ourselves. We all deserve kindness. And so be kind to yourself. We're always kinder to others than to ourselves, right? So this year, be kind to you. Buy yourself some flowers or chocolate. Talk nicely and positively to yourself. Treat yourself. Go out and buy yourself something nice that you'll be happy with, right? Lay on the couch and take a nap. It can feel so refreshing. Soak in the tub. Take a bubble bath. Just relax and enjoy it. Forget about everything else and just soak. Listen to some uplifting music that brings you joy. Write yourself a note telling yourself how much you love and accept yourself just the way you are, right? Get pampered. Schedule a massage. Facial or mani-pedi. Do whatever it takes to feel good. Eat something you really want. Forget about diets for one day, right? And take time to work out or go for a walk. Be grateful for who you are and your life and write it down in a journal, right? And share your love with others and share your love with yourself. So, you know, you are the most important person in your world, right? So be kind and take care of yourself. Love yourself. The more we love and appreciate and accept ourselves, the more we can love and appreciate and accept others. And when more and more people do this, when more and more people love themselves, we will all be transformed. This world will be a better place. It is already becoming a better place. And it's a better place because you are in it. So the more that you can love yourself and accept yourself and do something for you, you know, make yourself a priority, nurture that relationship with you. That is what I desire for you today, is that you take time for yourself, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, anything, just for you. So with this, I'm sending you all love and blessings. Have a wonderful day, evening, and I look forward to having you on the call on Wednesday when we launch Awaken to Happiness Now Season 12. So until next time, may you continue to be filled with love, joy, peace, abundance, and happiness today and every day. Bye for now.